Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. I am so glad to be with you again. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, if you want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can just give us a call at 480-648-5149. Call now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Ricky Cortez from Fremont Janitorial. Fremont has been serving the Fremont, California area with commercial cleaning services since 2015. If you want to reach out to Ricky and get a hold of him and his team at www.fremontjanitorial.com. Ricky, so glad to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I'm so excited and grateful that you invited me to your podcast show.
Yeah, excited to talk, brother. Tell me a little bit about, or tell Cleaning Nation a little bit about how you found the cleaning business, and then how you found Cleaning Nation.
Yeah. So I've been listening to podcast shows since 2014, and in 2015 I found you. Your podcast show, and ever since about March or April of this year, I've got hooked on it, and I really like your show. It's very it has a lot of information. It's brought a lot of value. I've been able to make some changes into my business, and it's helped me grow my business. So I thank you, Mike, for that, and thank you for inviting me. So you want me to tell a little bit. My story, a little bit.
Yeah, how'd you get into the cleaning? But A, first of all, thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate that. And B, how'd you get into the cleaning business itself?
Yeah, Mike. So, I've been in cleaning. I have a full time job. I work for the county here in Alameda County, Northern California. So I've been in the industry just as an employee cleaning myself in the maintenance department since 2008. But in 2015, my sister-in-law gave me an account. She was moving out of town, so she decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. So I took advantage of that. I got started in 2015 with a commercial account. And I thought, oh, this is pretty, this is pretty cool, make money. It's pretty easy. And then, after about a year, in 2016, I decided, hey, I want to grow my company and I want to make it more official. So I got my license, in 2015, I got my license. But in 2016, I decided to, I got my own website, FremontJanitorial.com. And then I started marketing. So now I have about five commercial accounts. And I gross about $8,600 per month. And I hired two part-time employees. And ever since I've been slowly trying to grow my janitorial company.
All right, awesome. Well, I am glad to and honored to be a part to be able to help you. What specific thing can I help you with today?
Yeah, Mike, I would be interested in I hear a lot of successful people that have grown their business more through automation and marketing and been able to grow their business, hiring other employees that I've heard on your show. So I would like to do the same thing. I would like to grow my business and in the next few years, grow it big enough where I can have several employees and gross a lot more income. And in the near future, maybe four or five years from now, if I do decide to maybe want to sell the business, grow my company correctly, position it correctly, like, for example, the contracts, the clients, where I could transfer those contracts correctly to the new business owner. So that's a specific question I would like to find out how to position myself correctly.
So
to sell the business. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is you want to grow a business in such a way you can sell it. Is that a fair statement, or am I putting words in your mouth?
Yes, that's perfect, yeah.
Cool, let's talk a little bit about that. So, and you don't have to answer this because it's public, but what you're going to want to figure out for yourself is what kind of number you want, what would it be worth to sell it, right? Because you could sell it now for a small amount, I'm sure. So the first thing, a lot of people kind of pick out a random number in terms of, I want to be at $100,000 a year, $1 million a year, $5 million, or whatever they think, which is great, but they don't know why. So first and foremost, I would really, and again, you don't have to share this number with Cleaning Nation, but for yourself and your family, you want to know, what do I need to get out of this business? And then you want to make sure you sell a business that will get that amount. So you're not just kind of at this random amount when I get sick of it or whatever. You've got this, you know, I want $500,000. And to do that, I'm going to need a business that's making $200,000 a year. And to do that, I'm going to need $1 million gross revenue, or whatever the numbers work out for you. That's what you want to get first of all, is kind of what your exit number is, and then work backwards from there. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. So that's the specific thing for you that you're going to have to figure out. Now I'll give you some, and actually for everyone, Cleaning Nation, before you go to sell a business, you want to prepare to sell it a year or two before. So Ricky's doing a really good job. Some of you guys might be going, wow, why is he worried about selling it now? If he's not going to sell it for another 5 years, why is he asking Mike about that now? I think that's a great strategy. The worst time to sell a business is when you're desperate, right? Things are going bad and you're like, I'm just sick of it, I want out. That's when you get nothing for it, or, you know, fire sale, you get very little. The best time to sell it is when the business is going great, it's running amazing, it's profitable, you love it, the new owner's going to love it. That's when you get absolute top dollar for it. And that doesn't happen overnight, right? You need to build with that in mind. So first and foremost, I would know what your number that you're trying to get out of it is. Second, know what kind of a business you need to build in terms of top line revenue and bottom line income that will garner you that number. And third, start planning for it a couple years before you're actually going to sell it. So if you do that, if we just stop the podcast now, that's a huge win. If you just did those three things, you're going to be far better off than most of the other people selling, not just cleaning companies, but companies in general. So that said, let's talk about what a profitable cleaning company or a sellable cleaning company looks like. First of all, and if you just do this, you're going to set yourself, because I've sold a couple of businesses, and the brokers I've worked with and the people always commented on the books. You want to have really clean, itemized profit and loss sheet statements for years and years and years. So I like Ricky saying, hey, I want to sell this thing 5 years from now, because I promise you, if you go to sell it and you've got a perfect P&L, which is a profit and loss statement, and you can have a balance sheet, but really the buyer is going to want to look at your profit and loss, and you've got it for 5 years and every dollar is accounted for perfectly, and there's no like, well, I take money and this money really pays for my personal car, but I say cell phone, and under here, you know, there's no, you know, kind of shadiness, and everything's just super specific and super exact, and you're paying your taxes, right? That's the other thing. The huge mistake small business owners do is they monkey with their P&L system to make it look like they're not making any money, so they don't have to pay any tax. And then they go to sell the company, and now they have to try and explain to the buyer how they're actually making a ton of money with this P&L that looks like they're not making any money, or tax returns that not look like they're making any money. So first and foremost is have really detailed, clear, honest, correct set of books. So every dollar that comes in is accounted for. Every dollar that goes out is accounted for. There's no cash money that's done on the side. There's no weirdness. Everything's just done super properly. If you do that, you'll be head and shoulders above 90 plus, probably 98% of the businesses that you'll be competing with. Because when you go to sell, those people have other businesses they can look at and buy, and you're competing for those dollars. And if every other business is a shoebox full of receipts, and you've got a really tight profit and loss statement for 5 years, every month to month for 5 years back, wow, that makes all the difference in the world. So that would be my first and foremost. That's the big one. Second is you want to have, do you have any questions before I go on, Ricky?
Oh, no, no, go ahead. I do have a question. Just a quick question. For example, if I want to make $100,000 net profit every year, and if I'm making $100,000 net profit every year, a few years from now, of course, how much on average, or how much more do you think I could sell the business for?
That really depends on the type of business, right? Cleaning businesses are going to trade for a different multiple than, like, I had a car dealership and a construction company, which is different than a tech, which is different from whatever. And also the time that you sell it, right? I can't look into the future. So depending on the economy, sometimes things are selling for high multiples and sometimes for low multiples. And the third thing is the part of the country that you're in. So, gosh, I would say at the low end, maybe... But that's just such a big question. The low end, maybe 2 times, so $200,000. At the high end, 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 if you really have a tight business. So if you're making $100,000 profit, on the low end, maybe you could sell for $200,000. On the high end, maybe $500,000, somewhere in there. And again, there's a lot more details I need to really hit you with that, but I wanted to give you an answer somehow. So the way to get the top end of that, there's a couple ways. First of all, this is such a big topic. I'm going to do the best I can in the time we have. First of all, clean books. Second of all, you want to find a strategic buyer. If you're just selling to some guy with an SBA loan, you can do a pocket full of cash. That's fine. But ideally, you want to find a buyer that shares your customers that you can leverage. You can leverage one another. So think about the people that would have your same customers, but perhaps not sell them cleaning services. So I'm just going to make something totally random up. I'm not saying this would be the case, but it's a good example. Say all of your customers, if you're commercial, probably have an accountant, right? So your accountant might have 100 business owners as customers, and you might have 100 business owners as customers. If you sold to that accountant, not only does he get the $100,000 a year that you're making, but he could have 100 of your customers. He could go to them and sell accounting services, right? Because he already knows and is comfortable with them. And guess what? The 100 customers he has for accounting services, he could probably go and say, hey, I've noticed on your, you know, I'm your accountant. I've noticed you're paying a little too much for your facilities management. I actually have a facilities management company, and, you know, I'd be happy to give you a bid. So do you see how there's synergy between them, that you could share customers and you could actually double, or he could... Not only he, you know, say you're the same size, he's $1 million in revenue, you're $1 million in revenue. Well, now instead of being $2 million, he could be $4 million because he could sell your customers his services and his customers your services. Does that make sense, Ricky?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So finding it, so step one, know what you want your dollar number to be. Step two, have clean books. Step three, find a strategic buyer. Step four, you want to have systems and a culture that is healthy. You want people to come around and go, wow, this is something special. I can't believe everybody wants to be a part of it. And the way that you do that is a system. So you've got systems set up where Ricky's not doing all the work and you're working 24/7 and cleaning and looking after people and constantly hiring and working 100 hours a week. People don't want to buy that business because they're not buying a business, they're buying a job, right? They're going, well, shoot, I could go, if I'm willing to work 100 hours a week, I could go make $100,000 on my own. I don't need your dumb business, right? They want something where they could just give you their money and they don't have to work very much and they still get a big return. So you want to create systems and a culture that allows the owner to operate it and really just work on kind of the vision and what's going on going forward, but not having to clean and do the day-to-day operations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, so those are really the keys. Know what you want out of it and what your business has to look like to get it and start building it. Have a really clean set of books. Find a strategic buyer and set up your business in such a way that you're not selling a job. You're selling a true business and an opportunity. Because again, and I promise you, that's going to be, if you just get those things done, man, you will absolutely get top dollar for your business. Any questions on how to do that, or concerns or fears or anything else you need before we move on to the lightning round?
No, that's perfect. Thank you for the information.
Cool. I'm glad that was helpful. Let's turn the tables and give you the opportunity to give back and give some help to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice that I've ever received. Well, I've received a lot of good advice from different mentors, different people. I would say don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
All right. I like that. Don't look for easier. Just be better. Great. Question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can learn from your experiences?
Yeah, Mike. When I got the account, the first commercial account, like last year in 2015, I since it was only 2 days a week, I kind of just went in unprofessional, just, you know, wearing shorts or t-shirts, and I wasn't uniformed, so not treating the business professional since the first day, and then also waiting too long to start to build my website. I waited and thought about it for about a year, and then I decided to build the website and get started with my marketing. So I would say, you know, just first day, you know, I would get started right away and treat the business professional, because it is profitable.
Perfect. All right. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Big idea, small idea, just something that they can implement immediately that will improve their lives or their business.
One idea?
One idea.
The marketing part is very important. Build your website and, you know, get it on all the Google, Yahoo, Bing, free business listings, and hire someone to do your SEO.
Okay.
And start with the marketing, so you can start getting more leads and more proposals, and start getting new contracts.
All right. So yeah, get the marketing going right now. And Cleaning Nation, we've done a couple episodes on that. I had my friend John Ayers, who's an expert in SEO. I think we've done some AdWords. So there's two or three specific episodes you can check out to get started on that right away. Ricky, thank you so much for being a part. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for contributing to the show. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Ricky's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning business, you know it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.